What do you got? Welcome back to the Up North Podcast. I'm Pat Kreitlow. That's Kristen Bry over there by Lake Michigan. And jumping the gun here is one Kirk Bangstad from Lake Minocqua.
Hi, everybody. I'm lost in my notes, but
well,
Pat,
you are
take it
because
away.
we got so sidetracked with, you know, my new role as the Buckthorn Slayer.
Buckthorn Slayer, you're also a goat slayer, apparently.
A goat poacher. Is that the worst name you've ever been called?
I was going to say it could be a little bit worse, and let's not go down that road, shall we? switching gears now to.
They need a play about that.
Let's talk about Assembly Speaker Robin Voss here, because I didn't think we'd spend time on a Facebook profile photo, but this is what it's come to in terms of the, you know, the hubris or whatever it is of some people who feel like they've got power and then can just mock an entire pandemic. It's no mistake that, you know, knowing that Robin Voss already has his legacy established when it comes to this pandemic. He's the one who took an 8-month taxpayer-funded vacation last year, keeping the legislature from doing anything other than going to court to fight Governor Evers on public health safeguards. But somehow he managed to sink even lower with something as benign as a Facebook profile picture, because the picture included a banner with him with a goofy smile, and the banner says, "I have an immune system." Now, you can take that one of two ways. It's either an anti-vaccination pitch, or it's his way of promoting, you know, natural herd immunity, saying that public officials shouldn't do anything about safeguards, because if we just let the virus work its way through everybody, we could all get back to normal faster, except, of course, for all those folks whose immune systems were overcome by the virus. So either way, for Wisconsin's top Republican to post a profile pic with the juvenile saying, "I have an immune system," really tells you how he feels, or that he has no feels, that more than 6,700 people in Wisconsin have died, and many of them didn't have to, if only there'd been actual leadership on safeguards, closures, financial relief to families and businesses. And yeah, nobody should get worked up about a profile pic, but that one really stuck in a lot of people's craw this week.
I also feel like there's such a good chance that he's disingenuous and he actually got the vaccine. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like there's I would not be surprised at all if he posts that picture for the publicity of it and like looking like he's appealing to the people who are falling in the camp of, "I don't need a vaccine," but he actually got it, because that just kind of seems like the kind of guy that he is. But what do I know?
I agree wholeheartedly. It's like, you know, he got the vaccine, but you know that he wants to play to this red meat crowd that's not getting the vaccine. And taking it up a level to like the North Woods, it's just like when Trump started mocking this vaccine, it was like, this has got to be our new storyline. And every last Republican that, you know, that is in the state of Wisconsin at the state level has taken on this theme, this very cavalier theme of actually boasting that this, they're better than this virus, or this virus isn't bad.
It's not like, supposed to be a macho thing. It's public health, for God's sake.
And like, you know, I ran against this guy who we made the New York Times because he was so nuts. Like, he hired a server. You know, he had a server who got COVID at his restaurant because he wasn't taking care of his own employees. She gave it to her husband. He died of COVID. And that's why the New York Times actually did a story in Minocqua, because there was such a stark contrast between these state legislators who could care less.
It was one example of many that we've seen in politics. You know, the one area where, again, I keep coming back to this, we're expecting leadership. And instead, what we had earlier this week, for example, was a Democratic state senator who caught COVID, who could not even take part in a virtual legislative session, even though the technology is there, because the Republican leadership demands that they be there in person. But that whole notion of a virtual legislature takes us to our final story of the day, and that is where the Canadian Parliament has tried to meet virtually. And as you know here and every place else, we're doing things virtually. I mean, Kirk and Kristen and I have yet to be in the same room, but we're able to do this through Zoom, and we're able to adhere to certain things like keep our microphones at a similar level, keep our camera and lighting working fine, keep our pants on. And that takes us to William Amos, who represents a district in Quebec, who managed to show up on the screen with his fellow lawmakers completely naked. He says he was out for a run or something. And I love his statement by email. This was an unfortunate error. My video was accidentally turned. I can't do a Canadian accent. I'm sorry. My video was accidentally turned on as I was changing into my work clothes after going for a jog. I sincerely apologize to my colleagues in the House of Commons for this unintentional distraction. Obviously, it was an honest mistake and it won't happen again. Really? Honestly? An honest mistake? I don't know. Kristen,
You think you did it on purpose?
You know, he's not the first person to be caught on Zoom, you know.
Oh, he didn't do it on purpose.
It's not like people wear trench coats anymore. You know, this is the modern day trench coat, if you will. So
this is a streaker's new high, showing up to Zooms being like, right. Oh,
now we got mooning on Zoom or something like that. So folks, however you're handling your virtual schooling, work, radio show, what have you, keep your pants on no matter which way the camera's pointed. Hey, for Kristen Bryan, Kirk Bankstead, I'm Pat Kreitlow. Thanks for joining us at the cabin this week. We'll see you next week up north.